This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We're working our way through the book of Proverbs in our quest to read through the Bible in 2 years. I trust you're finding it beneficial as you read and study with us. Notice verse 12 in Proverbs 14. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. It's repeated in chapter 16, verse 25. It suggests we shouldn't presume we're on the right path. The Apostle Paul wrote something similar in 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you failed the test. The Christian life is Christ living in us by His Spirit. When I come to the place where I realize I'm a sinner in need of a Savior, turn to Jesus and ask Him to become my Savior, God the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within me. There should be a difference in my life as a result of His presence. These verses in Proverbs and in 2 Corinthians emphasize this. We should make sure we've established a right relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. If we're not sure, we should find out how to become sure. Romans 10:9-10 says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." Tell God in prayer, "This is what I want." God promises if you do this, you are saved. Praise the Lord.